let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day. Walk in His light. He listens when you pray. Living in God's hands today.
Welcome to Light. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. To some, that comes easily. Other people have to work at it. Still others may only begin to see the benefits of living in God's hands after they've been to the bottom of life. This is your host, Harlan Rector, with today's true story.
Yeah, how you doing? Good evening to you, too. Any good suicides lately? What's the popular mode of transportation to the other side these days? Wrist slashing? Pills? Gunshot? Step in front of a fast-moving train? Huh? Okay, let's start over. You say, good evening, crisis hotline, and I say good evening to you, too. No names, not yet. Fine, you tell me yours. Richard. Good, that's nice. You can call me HD, short for happy drunk. Filthy stuff, but I love its mirth-provoking qualities. You know what I mean, Rich? Yeah, well, so tell me about yourself, Richard. You been hotlining it long? Oh, no. Let's talk about you. Oh, you're only a part-timer on the crisis hotline. And you're really a minister? What? Oh, you divide your time. Oh, between the hotline and your church. 3 nights a week on the line and some weekends, Rich. Oh, you won my heart, if not my soul. And... Oh, really? Oh, a master's in psychology. But have you mastered it, Rich? Including the section on suicidal drunks? Full of maudlin self-pity? Oh, straight A's, terrific. Terrific straight A's! Suicidal drunks! What? I like potato chips! You can't stop at just one! Yeah, well, I wish I'd written that line. He isn't appropriate hymn. In the sweet by and by, we will meet on the beautiful shore. In the... I knew you knew it. We will meet on that beautiful shore. Nice baritone, Rich. Oh, by the way, how do you get away with it? All those nights on the hotline, plus the God business. Your wife must love you. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's tough. How long? Oh, that's quite a while. Kids? Well, that's nice. I lost my wife, too. Well, she's not dead. At least I don't think so. She took off exactly 3 weeks and 2 days ago. Took the dog, too. Day before my birthday, the big 4-0. She left a note saying she wasn't leaving to find herself because she knows who she is. She doesn't know who I am anymore. She said I turned into a workaholic because I put in a 60, 70-hour week. But you've got to. When you own part of the business. No, that's not all. I didn't want any more children. And then here's the kicker. I go to the office on Monday. Susan took off on Sunday. And at first, I didn't say anything to Malcolm. He's my partner. We had a deadline to meet for a new campaign. Yeah, I'm in advertising. You might as well know that. What's the difference? And besides, sometimes Mal... Get it? Mal and Cal? That's me. Cal for Calvin. That's my name. How do you do? God, I'm spilling my guts here. But don't get overconfident, Richard. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Mal. So, anyway, finally, I get up the nerve to tell him about Susan. I mean, it's not something you like to admit, and I still love her. Yeah, I do. And he says, so she walked out on you. Big deal. Come on, we've got a campaign to finish. And I said, finish it yourself, which means never. I'm walking out, too. He says, you walk out, you're not coming back. And I said, well, count on it, dummy. Well, he owns most of the company and most of the voting stock. so I'm gone, and so's my campaign.
Stay tuned for more of our story. We'll be right back after this. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, He can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Wait, wait, Rich. Wait, time out. It deserves a drink. Of course, most anything does.
You bet your life.
But don't bet on mine, Richard. How many want? Oh, how many children do I have? What? Yeah, I know I said Susan said I didn't want any more children. Well, the answer is still none. I told Susan no more kids because of Billy, my son. That's what I said, my son. Wait. I'll tell you. We were living outside of Philly. I was an associate creative director for another ad agency. That's where I met Mal. Had a nice house, couple of fast cars, pool in the back. One Saturday, it was a hot day. Susan was sitting by the pool. Billy and the dog were paddling around in the shallow end, and the phone rang, and I answered it. It was for Billy, and I called him to the phone. It was one of his buddies down the street wanted him to come over and play. I said, sure, and lay down to take a nap. He went back outside and told Susan where he was going. She came back in the house because it was so hot. Billy didn't show up for supper, and we called over. Got no answer and figured they'd gone out to get a Big Mac or something and had taken Billy along. They often did that. 8 o'clock, still no Billy. And then we heard the dog barking. He wouldn't stop. We looked outside, in the back. I didn't see anything. And he kept barking and barking. Finally, we turned on all the patio lights and went outside. Nothing. And we saw what the dog was barking at, floating in the middle of the pool. Billy. Billy. What he must have done was take a last dive just before Susan came in and hit his head. We never went out again because of the heat, and I was napping, and so was Susan. You know what the doctor said? He said Billy was just stunned a little. The head injury was nothing, really, nothing. If one of us had been there, he wouldn't have even had a headache. And instead, he was cold and blue and starting to bloat. And that's why no more reminders, no more pain, no more kids. And now I am lying like a retarded zoo animal. Oh, God, the man was wrong. Liquor isn't quicker, but... That's right. That's what it is, a gun. There isn't a lot left, is there, Richard, my faithful listener? God, a motel in Scranton. Easily accessible by bus. Richard, no cute ideas like trying to trace this call. If I hear a key in the lock, the next sound you will hear will be bang. Okay, Rich. Good. Thank you. If I'm gonna knock myself off, I have a right to pick my own time. Well, I shot it in the pillow. I said I shot it in the pillow. At the last second, I pulled it away from my head and stuck it into the pillow. What did you say? Get another pillow. You can't sleep on a smelly pillow with a hole in it. Rich, you're a pretty funny guy. And I need some assertive training. That's guts. But I've got lots of ammo. I'm bound to hit the target sooner or later. Oh, you did? When your wife died, right? No, I can guess. You didn't kill yourself because it's a sin and your faith in the Almighty sustained you. Partly. Partly? What else? What right do I have to kill myself? Come on, Rich, what am I supposed to do? Hire someone to do it? Give me a break. What did you mean by partly? Yeah, you said you didn't do it because it was a sin and because of God. Well, I said that. And you said partly. That's interesting, Rich. Very interesting. Because you had faith in yourself. Because you had faith in yourself, in your life force. That's, profound. Do I? Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, I do have faith in myself and in what I do, and I'm a pretty decent person most of the time. And why destroy all that? Boom, goodbye. Forever. Forever is always. And throw away all that success. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. You're a smooth talker, Rich. The safety's on. Clips out. By the way, this isn't the calm before the next storm. I'm fine. Yes, I still love Susan. God, do I. Yeah, I guess I could call her. Her girlfriend's in touch. She says she cries a lot. You run group sessions? Really, it's like me. Where? Philly? When? Day after tomorrow. You're getting a little pushy, aren't you? Will you be there? All right. I want to meet the man who saved me. God bless you too, Richard.
What you just heard took place a few years ago, but unfortunately, conversations like this one are happening every day. Desperate people trying to place their lives in their own hands instead of God's. Do you know anyone who needs help like Cal? And how can you help someone take away their fears? Jesus said, "My peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Well, how do you think you'd cope with Cal's problems?